sins. It's our way of laying out the year before God, telling him the things we'd like to accomplish and asking for his blessing in order to see them come to pass. This last time, though, I had trouble focusing on my goals. Naturally, I want everything I do to be wildly successful, but so many factors are in play that the final outcome is completely out of my control. Some of my goals seemed more like wishes. Then one day, shortly after the first of the year, I drove past a billboard that read, "Some things need to be believed in order to be seen." I have a new category for my goal worksheets now, needs to be believed. It's a list that's growing longer every year. Father God, thank you for the dreams you've planted in my heart. One of my favorite verses. Live creatively, friends. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1, 4, and 5. MSG. Say yes to your dreams. Honey, you need to find a job. It was early 1980, and my husband Wayne stood in the kitchen doorway, clutching a handful of unpaid bills. My stomach clenched, and I swallowed an automatic protest before I saw the look of regret in his eyes. We were going deeper into debt each month while I struggled to sell my first novel. For as long as I could remember, I dreamed of writing novels. My love for the written word started early, when my mother took me to the library for story hour. From the time I was 3 years old, I went to sleep at night with a book in my hands. I discovered the powerful connection between the story and the reader. I could feel what the characters felt, cry with them, laugh with them. I wanted to write stories like that. I dreamed of the day when readers would hold my book in their hands. You might be surprised to know that reading didn't come easy to me. I was the only girl in my first grade class to be in the Robin, Slow, reading group. It turned out that I was dyslexic, but back in the early 1950s, my teachers didn't have a word for it. I can remember my third grade teacher telling my mother, "Debbie is such a nice girl, but she'll never do well in school." To this day, I'm a slow, thoughtful reader and a creative speller. Nevertheless, the dream persisted. I wanted to write books. When Wayne and I married and had our four children in quick